in the aftermath of Haygood versus Escobedo. If you do not know what Haygood versus De Escobedo is, well, then you definitely do not do auto claims. But I'll try to help you here. We're going to talk a little bit about the history just to get you going in case you don't know the subject matter, what the legislature did, what the courts did, and now what we're having to do as attorneys to see how do we get in information to the jury. Really, it deals with Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code, Section 41.0105. That was enacted as part of House Bill 4 back with the tort reform, and for all the others, we know it as pay versus incurred or paid incurred provision. And why is that important? It's what expenses can a plaintiff attorney show a jury when making an offer to say what past medicals should you award this plaintiff? And it becomes very important, and especially today with the health care and Obamacare, Medicare, you name it, it's very important as to what actually comes into evidence and making the objections as what the justice and the attorneys were saying earlier about preserving for appeal. The actual terminology out of the code, and this is what the legislature gave us, and it's nice of them to actually define incurred with incurred. So it says, in addition to any other limitation under law, recovery of medical or health care expenses incurred is limited to the amount actually paid or incurred by or on behalf of the claimant. That's very, you can understand that, right? So it's incurred is what was paid or incurred. Well, obviously there was litigation on that. But then the Texas Supreme Court came out with a ruling in 2011, which we always call the Haygood or Escobedo decision.